The Morning Hog, happy to be joined by Brad Gillis, the guitar force behind Night Ranger, still on the road and doing it right, right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right, Rick?
Right. It's working. That's what's brought you to Daytona Beach. Do you have any special Daytona memories? Because I know that there's, you haven't played, I don't think you played here a lot of times. I hope I haven't missed you.
No.
Yeah.
I have the memory of back when Jack left to go do the damn Yankees in the early 90s. We did a record with a singer named Gary Moon, and we released a record feeding off the Mojo, and we played down here Bike Week in Daytona. And yeah, I remember it was crazy.
Right.
It was just nutty, and that was the 90s, so that was kind of like a spillover from the decade of decadence, the 80s, so
right.
Stuff was still crazy, you know, so, you know, I remember that, and I think we passed through here. I mean, we're always coming through Florida. In fact, I know in January, we're doing that Rock Island thing, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Key West.
Yeah.
That's three or four nights with, 10 bands a day, and we're headlining the first day. I think that's January 3rd or
that
whatever it is.
Right.
But
yeah.
Looking forward to that. We did that 2 years ago. That's awesome. And we're always around Florida. We were doing Disney World for so many years. We kind of gave that up.
Yeah.
But we're always in Tampa and down in the Lauderdale area. We're all over the map, you know. And, actually went to Japan late last year and did the Swedish Rock Festival last year. And then went over to Switzerland and played. Yeah, so we're all over the map touring, and it's just great to still, you know, be doing what we're doing and getting the crowds in. So it's awesome.
Yeah, and credit to you and the band for having, you know, not only for sustaining the career this long, but still for having that body of work. And it's the songs, man. There's so many great songs. I mean, obviously Sister Christian is what everybody maybe first defaults to when they hear Night Ranger's name. But I mean, sure, there's so many great singles, and you got platinum, you got multiple platinum albums and there are gold records. But what is your, like, if you were to put together your Mount Rushmore of Night Ranger songs, just yours, like, if you wanted somebody to say, well, what's a Brad sound like on Night Ranger? Give me four songs that are your Mount Rushmore of your stuff.
Well, we play all the big boys, you know, the Still Rockin' America, Sister Christian, Don't Tell Me You Love Me, When You Close Your Eyes.
Yeah.
But, you know, then on our headline set, we do songs like Goodbye, which is a great ballad that kicks in at the end. I'm able
great
to do a nice
song.
Free flow guitar solo, so that's awesome. And you know, we put a couple damn Yankees tunes in there because the damn Yankees are together, and those are huge hits. So
right,
we got
yeah,
two of those, and
okay,
you know, everybody loves them. And we try to stack the deck, but you know, there's songs that we need to, like Eddie's coming out tonight. It'd be nice to pop that in once in a while.
Yes,
we might throw
would
that in. There's Touch of Madness, which goes crazy. I get to do a
yeah,
whammy bar, crazy nutty thing on the end.
Yes.
You know, Rumors in the Air.
Yes.
You know, the song Seven Wishes with the big drum groove.
I love Seven
like
Wishes.
That, you know.
I'm
so
trying to influence Brad.
We're going to be throwing some of these in to change things up a bit. And since it is a headline show for us,
yeah,
we can do whatever we
yeah
want.
You mentioned the Ozzy era. I mean, you on that Speak of the Devil record, there are things that you did to some of those old school Sabbath songs, and it's just your playing, it's just your style and the way that you play.
Yeah,
and it's always appealed to me that Stan, like, no one plays like you.
That is,
it's so great, right?
That's a great
yeah
album, by the way, I gotta tell you.
And
it's,
I know,
fantastic.
I know it was a troubled part,
well,
you know, troubled
you
ending, but still, the products, you know, today, you know, I'll put that on after we talk today. I'll be like, damn, Brad Gillis is really good at guitar.
Well, thank you, guys. You know, it was a wonderful situation for me to do a record. And, you know, Ozzy had to do a, had to throw a live record to the record company. And just, we decided to go into the Ritz in New York and film and record for two nights. Not really filming much, but record. You can see a little bit of footage that people took here and there. But basically, we did the two nights. It took the best song from, you know, each night. But I was able to, of course, you always want to stick to, you know, when I was doing the Randy Rhoads stuff, you know, I wanted to stick to playing his, they're so classic. But
yeah,
I was able to throw my little inflections in here and there. And then when
yeah
it came to the Sabbath record and Speak of the Devil, I stuck to anything classic that Tony Iommi did. But then I throw in a little bit of my own thing only because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm glad you did.
But, and I had really good tone on that record. My guitar tech, Mark Newman, and I worked on getting a nice stereo spread on that record with a 10 millisecond delay in between the right and left. My amp was cranked so loud for that, man.
Oh.
And then when you crank that loud, you get the actual speakers to roar, you know?
Yeah.
And, so I was able to get a great sound on that record. But thank you, guys.
It's, yeah,
Every time I do meet and greets, we're getting guys bringing that record to sign and stuff. So it's definitely, to talk about it, the middle of October, you guys know Album Network magazine, yes. I mean, they went all the trade magazine, it went all you guys, all the radio stations about the biggest songs, and then everybody around the country knows what everybody else is playing to jump on the bandwagon or see what the audience is picking. And, at the very bottom of the first page of Album Network back in the day in 82, we had released, they released Speak of the Devil, and we released Dawn Patrol, our first record, the same week.
Really?
And wow. Album Network picked up at the very bottom, the picks of the week was Speak of the Devil and Dawn Patrol.
Wow.
So I had two records out the same week. And,
that is so great.
I was just blown away that even happened, but...
that
was a little feather in my cap.
It should be, and it's not that anybody needed to discover a new guitar hero, but I found one, and Brad, and then the Stars project. Yeah, yeah. I had a chance to interview Ronnie James Dio about that, about his band and about that project too. He talked so passionately about what that project meant to him for your time spent playing on that record. What was that like for you?
Well, it was amazing because Ronnie wanted to do his version of We Are the World, and that's basically what was going on. They didn't seem to include very many hard rock or rock and roll players for that big We Are the World session that had the biggest stars at that time on it. So he wanted to come out and do like a benefit song that all the money went for charity, and calling it We're Stars, and everybody all getting together. I think it was 1984, 85-ish. We all got together down in L.A. and went into the sessions. And here you got Yngwie, and you got George Lynch, and you got Neil Sean, and all these, the greatest players, right? That were out there at that time, and to be invited, first of all, was a total honor. But then sitting in that session, watching everybody play all these solos, I thought, oh, man, how can I even compete with these guys?
Right.
I need a break,
Right.
So I went whammy bar crazy on it.
Right.
And then you definitely kind of know it's me when my solo comes. But then again, it's George when he plays. It's Yngwie when he plays.
But
that was the only way I could stand out with that crowd. But that was a great cause, and the video's great. You catch that online. And even the making of it, they got a documentary on YouTube and stuff on it. But that was a blast. It was a great cause. And, it's like everybody enjoyed just hanging out with everybody. And then that big chorus where we all got together, like, literally 30 of us, the biggest rockers of that era, singing those We're Stars.
Right. Jeff Tate and Ronnie and Rob Halford. It's so great, man.
It was a blast. That was definitely something I'll never forget. And
that's
definitely, just hanging with everybody was wonderful.
Brad Gillis is with us. Night Ranger is playing tonight at the Peabody. We're going to try to let him go before the show starts. Stick around. More to come with Brad Gillis, Night Ranger, here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.